Ow, fuck. Ow, scoot the fuck you said on me. Ow.
You're both on me.
Ow. Whose idea was it for the couch gag? I don't know.
Guys, you know nobody can see this, right?
It's called commitment, bitch. Ow.
Just help us here.
Get.
You're not even on a couch.
I don't think we should help.
You're not even on a couch.
What are you talking about?
Honey, you love me. Don't leave me on the couch with these two.
Get
Marla's about to penetrate me.
Please get Scoob off of me.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we're leaving. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Scoob, get off of me.
Rotation Nation. Yeah, I did it that way.
Did you Kermit the Frog?
Maybe. Maybe. We don't know. Mainly me.
If you're a frog, you gotta go.
I'm not a frog.
Okay.
Anyways, hello, Free Rotation Nation. This is Moreland with the Free Rotation. That's the flip the flower.
Moreland with the Free Lactation.
Free Lactation Podcast.
Moreland with the holy fuck new tongue.
It's really hard to say Free Rotation in 2018, right, guys?
See, look, I got this tongue because it can do this now.
Luckily, I can't see.
Nobody could see that once again.
Ah, damn it. It's couch gag all over again.
That explains a couple things, actually.
Anyways, speaking of couch gag, we're talking about Simpsons and their future predictions.
Time travelers.
We got our resident Milhouse today, Becky.
Manastorm!
No. The Simpsons.
No, I thought we were talking about Hearthstone.
I know. We just said that. We just said that so you'd show up.
Literally.
What? Well,
yeah, like, you've never lied to us about anything.
But I ranked up today. I got to level 11.
I've literally just said it was the Simpsons couch gag, and you...
Okay, never mind. I'm going back to my corner.
Okay. We also have our resident Homer Simpson, Scoob.
No!
And his woman, Marge, Kayla.
No.
That was very Marge-like, actually. That was a...
And our resident Nelson, Angie. And your host, me, your resident Rolf.
Are we? So it's not Hearthstone.
No, hold on. I would like to point out one thing to the audience.
That he said Rolf.
I meant Rolf.
A, you said Rolf.
Okay, B. I'm sorry. I thought I was.
You
going
wrote
in and
the intro and you made yourself the nerd kid. Like, why the fuck?
And you made yourself the nerd.
And you're like, why?
In the words of George Lopez, man. You're the nerd.
And that's Carlos Mencia, and you mean
dee dee dee. Yeah.
Because Ralph is just innocent and adorable.
Why the fuck are you Ralph?
Because a lot of the times I'm innocent and adorable.
Bitch, don't lie to yourself.
Okay, I'm not that adorable. I am kind of innocent sometimes.
I'm pretty sure you would fuck a bitch in a twunk.
In a twunk?
What is wrong with their tongues today?
I don't know. No, that's the joke. The twunk. Okay. He actually says, look in the twunk.
Oh, who?
In an episode. Ralph does.
Ralph. So we're talking about the Simpsons and their future predictions that they've made throughout their episodes. And
what year? They're on, what, their 30th year? No, 25th year on the air? What am I?
Somewhere around there, 25, 30.
Yeah, okay.
I put out there right now that I've watched exactly one thing of The Simpsons, and that was The Simpsons movie. That was the last thing I've ever seen. So I know nothing about this topic.
Oh, good.
Welcome. Well, I mean, you know,
welcome to the learning tree.
I know, like, two
things.
So
you'll
things.
Be surprised.
I will be surprised. So, mind blow me.
Mind blow me.
Blow your mind?
I
blow
nope,
my mind.
Nope, mind blow me is, that's a new
mind
hashtag.
Blow me.
Mind blow
hashtag
me.
Mind blow me.
I knew I forgot my energy drink.
Mm-hmm. Or bump cocaine, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, just a little snoot.
All right, so,
is there a boop on the snoot as well?
There's a boop on the snoot.
Okay.
Okay, so, Angie, you want to start us out with one of the predictions?
Yes.
That they had? Just your, like, just a kind of a minor
like
one.
Like your favorite.
I like, oh, my favorite one?
Yeah. Or honestly, I'd rather you go with, like, just a small one than a little insignificant one. It's just like, oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Gosh, a little insignificant one.
I'll start out with a little insignificant
one. Wow, just take it right away.
But I think that they're all, like, pretty...
Well, I wrote down a few that are just little small
oh, okay,
and insignificant.
Okay.
Like,
the three-eyed fish.
Well, there was a billboard in one of the episodes of Itchy and Scratchy where Which one's the mouth?
Itchy.
One of the billboards. Itchy's hitting Scratchy over the head with a movie camera, and blood is squirting out Itchy's Scratchy's ears. And in real life, they had a billboard for the first Kill Bill movie of what?
Quentin Tarantino.
No, the lady, the girl,
the bride.
No,
Emma Thorpe or
Emma.
It's not Emma.
At all. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Sorry, yeah.
Uma Thurman.
I was like, there's a song. I forgot it.
In her yellow tracksuit with a sword, and it had blood splattered all over it. And at one point, they actually had blood splatter, like a reddish liquid splatter out. So they predicted that a movie would have blood spurting. It's, you know, kind of in prediction.
It's more, kind of
a coincidental thing. So, Angie, what do you got?
Well, there was, Bart was worried about an Ebola outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the year 1997. And then 2014, we had pretty much the exact same Ebola outbreak that The Simpsons showed.
But there was no children's book.
No children's book about Curious George.
Just because I was...
Wait, what?
Curious George and the Ebola
virus. Marge had a copy of Curious George and the Ebola virus on the episode.
Well, and in the book, it looked like Bart had died. So he was really worried about...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the other one. So they had one in 1993. It was Siegfried and Roy, their tiger, had enough of their shit and attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure...
this was years before it
actually
attacked.
Yeah, I'm not sure what year it was.
Yeah, this was... Mm-hmm. Because that happened in the early
2000s? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and it showed it happened the exact way, you know, where just suddenly he's happy, and then suddenly he's like, I'm sick of their shit, and just attacked him. Yeah. It was a white tiger, too.
Yep.
Manticore, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the reasoning that all of these predictions are happening? Is there, like...
Because Matt Groening is a Time Lord.
That's...
Okay.
No, that's the legit theory.
Yeah, it...
Because he's predicted smart watches.
FaceTime.
Did he predict FaceTime, really?
Yes, yeah. And he predicted them in the exact year that they came out.
In the same episode.
Lisa gets married.
Yeah, Lisa's wedding.
Lisa's wedding. He predicts
smartwatches,
FaceTime, and two or three other things.
Robot librarians.
Rolling Stones going back on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it all is 2010. Now, Rolling Stones didn't go back on tour until 2012, but they talked about it in 2010.
Yeah.
And he has it all... It's set in 2010, so Lisa's get married in the year 2010, and we see smartwatches and FaceTime, and that's actually the year it came out.
Yeah, her husband-to-be talks to his watch and gives it a command.
And that was 1995.
Mm-hmm. And then,
that's 15 years before it happened.
And later in the episode, you see Marge and Homer talking on dial telephone, but it has a screen on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a normal phone.
Video, or
like one of our phones, I guess, now.
Yeah, and it's video calling.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean that Lisa was a hipster because she had the rotary phone style thing?
Yeah.
Like, I just thought about that.
Yeah. Well, it was actually Marge and Homer that had it. Okay. So, but I thought that was...
I mean, it's just... Oh, and so even going back even further, who was it? Obama and Romney were running against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Homer wanted to vote for Obama. He's like, I'm ready for a change. So he hits Obama and it votes for Romney.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, I met Obama. 2 votes for Romney.
Oh.
And that really happened.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The voting machine.
So it's like some of these things are just, it's like he had to have seen a news story.
Yeah.
It's weird, like the snake whacking.
Yep. That.
What's a snake whacking?
Well,
in one of the episodes, they literally go snake whacking because
they run all the snakes to the middle.
Yeah, Springfield's pretty much basically overrun with snakes. It's essentially not overrun, but it's their annual festival. Where they go out and they whack a snake.
They run the snakes to the center of the town and then whack them and kill them.
Kind of reminds me of like the Pied Piper.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, very much akin to Weasel Stomping Day.
Oh, gotcha.
But Lisa, of course, big member of PETA, vegetarian, and she's the Simpsons' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She convinces everyone that snakes are your friend and don't kill them.
Okay.
Well, where was it? Minnesota?
Florida.
Was it Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
In Florida, they had a snake whacking
day. They wanted you to hunt the pythons because pythons were getting too big. Like, I have a pet python, you know, three goats later.
I mean, yes, just like, that could be coincidence, but what a coincidence.
Yeah, they gave away prizes for, like, the longest one
and
killed,
it's exactly
the biggest
like
one.
Was in The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I don't know if I'm getting sure if I'm being convinced that he's a Time Lord or if he's just omnipotent or a god.
Both.
That's kind of really weird.
It's one or the other. It's got to be.
What was... Okay, so then... I mean, you keep talking about these insignificant ones. What are actual significant ones?
In one of the episodes back in 1990, they had a mutated fish that had 3 eyes that they all endearingly named Blink because they had 3 eyes.
He would blink and like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in 2011...
Fukushima.
there was a mutated fish that had three eyes.
It looked exactly the same as Blinky. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, picture perfect, exactly.
Really creepy.
So it wasn't like it was a random fish. It just happened to have three eyes.
Well, has the
And it was found in a reservoir just like Blinky was.
The, mm-hmm. Has the creator ever, like, mentioned these facts, like, talking
that about... He's been asked, but of course he plays it off. He's like, shit happens, coincidences occur.
Now, I'll give you one teaser, but we're not going to reveal this prediction yet. But one of the other writers said that, in one of the predictions, that the reason they wrote it is because it would be America stooping so low, and we would hit rock bottom if it actually came true.
Mm-hmm.
And it came true.
Okay.
Yep. They said it was the most pathetic thing they could think of, and it came true.
All right, Becky, you said you saw the movie, right?
Yes.
In a scene in the movie, they're on a train coming back,
I think they're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back to Springfield. And Lisa mentioned something to Marge. Yeah, Marge is
saying something.
And she's like, Mom, calm down.
Yeah, don't say that where you can be heard.
Yeah, the government. Marge is like, oh, it's not like government spying on us or anything.
And then it comes to NASA. I mean, the NSA.
Yeah.
And it's just thousands of people sitting and listening. And then
a couple of years later, Snowden
comes out and says, the NASA, NSA is listening to you.
And then NASA is listening.
The NASA. Yeah, well, we had the NSA wiretapping scandal.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I just,
but it isn't the fact that they said the government's listening to you, because people have always said they're probably hacked into your phones.
So right.
Yeah.
It's that she called it exactly the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It
the was NSA. The
NSA yeah. listening it.
Right, you. Because you could always make the argument that, even Orwell, was it Orson? Yeah, Orwell, George Orwell predicted that people would be listened to with 1984. Mm-hmm. But to say that the NSA is actually...
It would be the NSA in the exact same way it happened.
Right.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And calling it the NSA, National Security Agency. Okay, it's three words that you're just going to use, but
right.
I mean, the coincidence mm-hmm. too strong.
There's another one that I think is significant. There's an episode, and it was Lisa's wedding again, and which was 1995, and it shows they're in London, and
Big Ben.
Bridge. Yeah, is that it?
And no, the London Bridge.
But no, it's Big Ben.
Yeah, Big Ben.
Behind the clock tower. Big clock tower. The shard. London built a shard, except it didn't exist then. It's in the exact same spot it is now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
But it didn't exist at the time.
It wasn't even a concept at the time.
Mm-mm. It wasn't a concept until 2000, and it didn't start being built until 2009. But it's in the exact same space.
This guy is like the longest running Time Lord ever.
No, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
And it's way too many.
Well, if you ever watch Doctor Who, that their timeline... Mm-hmm. Their timelines don't match up.
And one that just happened that we haven't talked about is Simpsons made a joke about Fox being owned by Disney.
Yep.
Oh, it's
in the Simpsons. It says Fox, a Disney company.
Yep.
Well, could that have been coincidental because Simpsons is on Fox, right?
No, yes, but not at the time.
At the time,
these were very separate things.
Yes.
At the time, Fox was a big powerhouse network.
Okay.
Like.
Because I was thinking that maybe the explanation is that he knew that Disney was coming down to buy Fox pretty soon.
No, this was in the 90s.
Yeah. This was way back.
This was like 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Back when it was just unheard of.
Tell you what, pull it up on YouTube. Watch the episode Lisa's Wedding.
It's 20th Century Fox. So it's not like...
Oh, that's true. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Okay, I'll throw another one out there for you. This is going to get all the heartfelt Atlanta fans. I'm sorry. They predicted the 28-3 lead that they would have over the over the Patriots, and the loss.
Hold on, wait.
It was a Simpsons prediction.
Are you shitting me?
No.
The look on your fucking face right now.
It was Falcons and Patriots in the Super Bowl. We had the lead in and lose. It was exactly 28-3.
28-3.
I don't know.
And then it predicted the loss.
I don't know if I'm mind blown or the fact that these motherfuckers might have accidentally predicted this and made it happen.
No. Yes. I mean, that's when so you they put study quantum cosmos. Physics, present, past, and future exist at the same time. So, whatever you say happened in the future could actually affect the past and the
could
present.
Because
they're happening at the exact same time.
Could he be a planeswalker?
No.
No, he's not changing planes.
Not technically.
He's just slipping in and out of the time stream.
He's jumping the time stream.
He's a Time Lord.
What the hell?
Becky's now going to go home and we'll look up every, top 10 times Simpsons called it video on YouTube.
Well, the other thing that the Simpsons did was VR.
yep.
games as well as Farmville.
Mm-hmm.
Bart was playing.
Was it was that Lisa's wedding again, or was that a different one?
Different,
I think that was a different one.
Yeah, it was a different episode. There's a bunch of kids. Bart's waiting in line to play a game, a virtual reality farm work simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Just chores, farm chores simulator.
Right.
And
what was Farmville? What is Stardew Valley?
It's a farming simulator. You don't want to go out and do it yourself. I'm going to play it on a video game, though.
Which, I mean, that could be coincidental.
Right.
Except it was so like Farmville.
Exactly.
But the other thing that it had was Homer decided to grow crops, and he used nuclear energy to grow it. And what was it called?
Tobacco.
It was a cross between a tomato and mm-hmm. tobacco, and it was called Fukushima.
With the nuclear energy radiating the plants, and they suddenly started growing these hybrid vegetables.
Could that have been coincidental too, though?
I mean,
it could be coincidental.
That one, I'd say that one's more coincidental.
I mean, you can make the argument that the VR and...
But can you make the argument about the 28-3 lead?
No, I can't make that argument, but I'm just saying, like...
Especially being the Falcons and the Patriots.
Exactly.
The Falcons are not a Super Bowl team,
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, some of these, like, the Farmville farm work simulator thing could just be ridiculous ideas that somebody came up with to be
funny.
Hold on, Becky, go ahead.
Becky, I appreciate the logic that you're trying to do, but can't you not just, for the briefest of moments,
accept
the completely plausible theory that Matt Groening is a fucking Time Lord?
I'm just saying there's a lot of them that I cannot explain away, like the Falcons-Patriots
thing. Moreland drop the big one on you.
Please never say that again.
Yeah, I would prefer anything.
I'm just gonna throw one out here to defend Becky's theory and mm-hmm. you know
get a pillow for when she gets blown back through the wall.
Get a little bit of debunking in here with the him being a Time Lord and also, you know, coincidental thing. You remember halftime show.
Right.
Super Bowl halftime show. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Descending down from the roof and everything. There was a Simpsons episode that she came in the same way for her, mm-hmm. for one of her concerts.
But she voiced herself.
So it's very plausible that she told
them that this was going to mm-hmm. happen.
She got the idea for doing it. That's true. Okay, I gotcha. That's one in your debunked theory.
I'm not debunking all of them. I'm not saying that it's possible.
It's your field.
This one. So the Simpsons take a trip to New York. Lisa holds up a magazine by the Twin Towers that has a big 9 on it, and it's an episode about...
If you look on the front of the magazine, there's a big 9, and in the background, there's the Twin Towers
that make the 11.
9/11.
And it's dated.
Okay.
It's dated 9/11, and it was futuristically dated.
Yes.
I'm not debunking any of this. Okay.
Well, no. Okay, so I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to let you think about something else, too. Homer sits down and talks with a FIFA rep.
Okay.
The ref says, I'm about to be arrested because of a FIFA scandal. And he holds up a magazine dated 2013. And this mm-hmm. was recorded,
No, the episode was recorded in 2013.
Okay.
The episode was recorded in 2013. In 2015, the FIFA scandal actually happened.
And they were arrested.
As
they talked about it, they were arrested.
I get you're throwing all of these things at me. I was just going to throw out mm-hmm. just another thing. Could it be possible that this guy is instigating all of this?
No.
Like he's talking it into being?
Yeah, or not talking it into being, but he's like...
putting it in the cosmos?
Yes.
You guys
are saying this guy's a Time Lord. Can I say that he's talking it into his existence?
Like...
That's even more powerful than a Time Lord.
That's worse, actually.
Yeah.
That's Green Lantern power.
No, that's...
Who is the one that wishes it? Mr. Marvel?
That's Mr. Mix-a-Blick.
He's a prophet.
Matt Groening in the early years did look a lot like Jesus.
I'm just saying, you know, I get the Time Lord thing. I understand the Time Lord thing, but I thought maybe it also he could be like a prophet and he's seeing these like signs from a higher power, or he's
the magical donut.
The magical donut.
Well, and the horse meat ingredient. There've been like conspiracy theories for a while that horse meats and stuff.
Yeah, and in 2013 there were a bunch of random tests done in the mm-hmm. UK and there were horse meat.
And
there
he predicted it in 93.
Yep.
So, but, you know, for years people thought horse meat's been in food, but just for it to happen the way he called it.
Yeah. Right.
Because it wasn't just in anywhere. It was in schools, And in the episode, it's
the lunch lady.
It's the lunch lady doing it in the school.
What is the chances that the governments are watching the Simpsons episodes just to wait and see what's
happening?
According
to the Simpsons, pretty damn good. But who knocked your mic?
Oh, no. Silly kitty.
You know what? The one I found that was the most interesting was Homer being sent into space as the average Joe astronaut.
Yep.
Well, he was kind of forced.
Right.
And then years later, NASA decides they're going to send an average Joe. They actually called it the exact same thing Simpsons did.
Yep, he was. It was
the
an
average Joe astronaut.
Yep, he was an average Joe, just some random guy off the street out of like 870,000
people. And the average Joe. We're told in 2013.
I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm going to be really pissed if this guy is putting things into existence with his power and he made us lose to the Patriots.
Is that really
what, that's my biggest gripe. Right now? That's my
biggest
gripe. Hold
on. That's what you're going to be pissed about?
Wait. Ready?
Not
9-11. Not
the Patriots.
Not Ebola.
Not Ebola.
Not the big one here in a few minutes.
Not Fukushima.
not a nuclear disaster.
Or the big one.
Do it.
I have a very personal relationship with the Falcons.
Okay.
Yeah, we got your feathers ruffled. We understand
it. Oh, well.
This is my favorite one.
Let's see.
So Bart
goes... Wait, hold on. Let me get the perfect Becky viewing angle. Go ahead.
Bart goes to the future, and he realizes that he's just has been no good for nothing, but Lisa's president. And it cuts to Lisa in the White House giving a speech, and she says, after the last presidency, President Trump left us in fiscal,
He left us broke. Look at her. Wait,
and then
look.
Goes, and this, yes. And this is the one that the writer said, we went to where it was the most pathetic thing that could ever happen to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
This was, we hit rock bottom.
Oh, there is, in part of a different episode, Trump is riding down an escalator, and he waves with one hand, and then he points.
And there's people behind him on a balcony with their cell phones taking pictures.
And
in the Simpsons, years
Matt
before.
Matt Groening called the Trumpidency.
And not only that, but Trump is riding on the escalator in the exact same pose.
Exact same pose,
as he did
does
years
the exact
later.
Same point.
I swear to God.
Him with the cell phones.
If this guy called President Trump into existence, that's what I'm going to be pissed about.
No, you're already pissed about losing to the Patriots.
28-3.
That's kind of upsetting. You know, we got to live with that for the rest of our lives. It takes us 20 years. At least we only have to deal with Trump for 8 years. Or 4 years, hopefully.
You remember
depending.
The baby cry translator?
Yes. Yeah. There was an episode that somebody could Homer's brother creates to make more money to finally get rich again after his first
money
encounter.
From Homer.
Yeah, he was a used car salesman or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He creates a baby translator. That literally can tell you what your baby is telling you. Years later, like 2013, they invented an app that can tell you...
A cry translator.
It's a cry translator. It can tell you what your baby needs.
I need to go back to the President Trump thing. What are the chances of somebody actually predicting that the
Trump, yeah.
And to be fair, I think Lisa was dressed very...
Wait, is this
similarly
the one...
Hillary Clinton.
She was dressed very similarly
to
Hillary
Clinton. That's
what I was
about to say. Wasn't this
time.
The same one that they were predicting the Hillary Trump...
That Hillary, yes, and that Hillary would come back and.
I don't, what?
But Hillary was Lisa.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Do we have a year for the episode?
I forgot.
Episode was 2000.
Yes,
17.
Are you
years.
Fucking kidding me?
Oh,
16 years. 16
welcome,
years.
Welcome to the welcome. Do you want your tinfoil hat?
Mm-hmm.
Technically,
no.
Technically,
and Trump
15
looks
years.
Exactly the same.
I was about to say technically 15 years because it was. Him running for presidency. So
but
him running in 2015.
15 years. And he's dressed exactly the same. His hair swoop. Even his wrinkles are perfectly in place.
Yeah.
What year was the Falcons one?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was.
Was it Lisa's wedding?
The
no?
Falcons one was the like
the
recently.
One,
it wasn't. It wasn't.
Oh, it probably was the It was probably a Super Bowl.
No, it was a few
it
years
was
ago.
Previous to the.
It,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a few years.
That's the sound of a mind blown. That squeak.
No,
did anyone hear it?
I'm getting like.
Hold on. Did everybody hear the squeak?
Yeah.
I know. What the fuck?
That was the mind being blown.
I mean,
blown.
If he is calling it into existence, why couldn't we have beaten the Patriots? I have priorities here, people.
That's
and
what she's sad about.
Yeah.
The
well, you know,
funniest thing.
I stumbled across this because, you know, I have an obsession with quantum physics and time travel.
Right.
And there's been so much proof over about time traveling.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across this out of nowhere because there really is a legit theory that he...
The
time traveler. Angie has this thing where she talks about, wasn't there some photograph of a guy who was back in, like, the 20s?
And had a cell phone?
Yeah, and he was taking a cell
phone. And he was dressed like a hipster.
What if it's the creator of The Simpsons?
It could...
What if the... Yeah, no, that doesn't work. Never mind. I almost had a... I was about to say, what if he's immortal? But then that doesn't
work. Yeah, sure, why not?
There's a lady in a Charlie Chaplin video who walks by with a cell phone. With a smartphone. I mean, and it's captured and... There's some people who say it's an old device that goes in your ear. But it's very clearly, it looks exactly like an iPhone. A smartphone. It looks like an iPhone.
Probably a Note 7.
There's even a picture of that guy we're talking about. You can see the Apple logo on the back of his wall. He is biting my butt.
That was a cat.
Yeah.
Not anything else.
Why is she chewing on my butt?
She's not. She's playing with the cushion.
Okay. Except my ass is not a cushion.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
And we're back.
It depends on the position that you're in, whether it's a cushion or not.
I just want to understand.
Please get past 28-3. Please get past that right now.
Why?
She will never get past that.
Did they predict that I-85 would also catch on fire?
I feel probably. Like there was a Simpson prediction, but when I was... I think that because it was like some Atlanta things. They had some CDC predictions, like the Ebola one.
Yeah.
And stuff, but...
Because some of it, it's like, okay, you could probably chalk it up to coincidence. If you know anything that Ebola is a possible out...
Yeah, there was some that we...
Yeah, that are possible, you know, coincidences.
Well, yeah,
the Falcons one is a big one that is not. And predicting that Trump would be president is kind of...
I think the math was there was like 18 or 20 that this... Outside of the, like the lady guy, like that they should not have been able to call.
Right.
The thing is, President Lisa looks just like Hillary Clinton.
She does.
She
right.
looks
her
so
hair,
much like Hillary.
And let's be honest.
The pantsuit.
Yeah. Exactly.
For those of us who have watched The Simpsons, Lisa kind of is young Hillary to me.
No, she is.
You know, definitely.
Well, I feel like I've been edumacated today.
I watch one video about the amount of time Simpsons got it right.
I mean, I'd been, you know, you guys tagged me on that on Facebook, but I purposely did not. I told Angie, because she was like, do you want to watch it? I said, no, because I want to.
You want a genuine learning experience?
Yeah, I want a genuine learning experience, and I want to be learning it with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have learned things.
Well, there's some Simpson predictions still to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? No. Tell me.
They're kind of scary.
I am down for
some
scariness.
Some of them are kind of scary.
Well, that one is kind of interesting.
I'll start out with a light one.
Wait, how do they even know this is going to be a prediction, though?
Just because it's something that's...
The way technology's going.
Okay, about, yeah. Okay.
Some of the stuff, like the way technology's going. In one episode, Bart goes to the future again, and he is living in the elementary school.
Okay.
And in front of him, he's watching an episode of Itchy and Scratchy, but it is interacting with the room.
It's holographic.
They're jumping.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, Obi-Wan, holographic.
Right.
It jumps up. They jump up on the on this coffee table.
Yeah,
and
it interacts with your environment.
And Itchy cuts Scratchy in
and
half.
And it's without VR, so it's just a holographic.
Yeah,
okay.
Itchy cuts Scratchy in half, and blood splatters on the wall beside Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Which kind of, well, actually, yeah. Maybe that did come true, because remember... A few years back, they had that Tupac hologram.
I was
going to
say, there's a hologram that exists, but it's not that. I guess it's not as interactive.
But they're saying that it'll be like the layperson can have it. Because Bart wasn't rich.
Right.
He was like the janitor. He took over with the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, groundskeeper. He took over the position.
Okay.
So it was just interesting that he was... You could play a game or watch a TV show or a movie. And
I would be down for that. I'd be honest with you. That'd be kind of cool.
It's probably a cost is prohibitive, but they were saying even it seemed like sometimes Obama was a hologram.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he would give his speech, it was almost holographic.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
But it's expensive.
I mean, just imagine if you could, like, sit at home and go to school. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that predicted in WALL-E, kind of, though? Like, WALL-E, people would just become so... So
lethargic.
Lethargic that everything...
Actually was predicted in Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is a good prediction, too.
Do you know what the people in WALL-E are eating for food?
What?
Other people.
It's oil and green is people.
The popular thing is when people die, much like in the movie Soylent Green, they're recycled into an edible food source that the other people eat.
Have you ever seen Soylent Green?
I haven't seen Soylent Green. I just read it.
So you have
WALL-E.
No idea about the whole Charlton Heston getting dragged out of a factory going, it's people!
Soylent
Green is
people!
I mean, I've heard that, but I've never seen it.
So you, well, now that's the context for it.
Well, think about it. We're heading there really fast. We're out of food, so if, you know.
Isn't there a restaurant opening up that serves you human?
Yeah, but I don't remember where. Oh, in the probably world somewhere that was.
I don't want to know where.
It's probably somewhere in Europe where the laws are not are more lax about that.
Right. I don't want to know where because I don't want to go there.
You know what they say.
You'll be fine.
Human you are what you eat.
That's human like tastes one like of a sweet veal. You're fine.
That's one of the big theories about Pizzagate is that they were it's a cannibal society.
Is that the pedophile ring thing too?
Yeah, but they're saying that they're because they have a spiritual cannibalism, but there's a lot of references to actually eating.
There's a lot of things that have been said before that cannibalism is like a spiritual journey, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Something about eating the flesh of humans.
Well, the thing of it is, most of the time in cannibalist societies, to gain the bravery of your enemy, you had to eat his heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow, we really did go off topic.
Okay, so
not really. This is Simpsons thing.
I know. I was saying, all I know place.
Is zombies are you start eating people, and this is how zombies come up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, this theory that this is how AIDS originated is eating monkey brains, eating human brains in Africa, eating.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it came from, but that's just.
That's the popular.
Yeah. Okay.
Theory.
Okay. What's a scary one?
The machine uprising.
Yeah.
You like Terminator?
Like your toaster tries to kill you.
Yeah.
No, like the Terminator, machine, but the robotics and industry and stuff.
So in the episode, Mr. Burns replaces the entirety of the nuclear power plant staff with robots,
except
one person, Homer. And,
okay.
And he goes.
Wasn't the reason like he was too dumb for it to matter?
Yeah.
And he
kind of goes crazy because they won't answer him.
He's trying to talk to him. But, okay. And he ends up breaking one of them, and he figures out that they've got AI and
can reprogram them.
And they get kind of nice for a while, and then all of a sudden they start going all Terminator on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like it, okay.
Well, because if you think about it, if there's a society of robots and their mission is to make things better mm-hmm. and correct problems, we are a problem,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there something that I don't
in the Matrix?
Not the Matrix. I was thinking that there was actually a recent Reddit post, and when I say recent, it might have been within the last 6 months, that a robot had been programmed to not have feelings actually did develop feelings.
Are you talking about that?
Sophia.
Yeah.
Is that the robot that ever, like.
She was a child now.
Yeah, that they taught to, like.
Yeah, she became. Well, she became so self aware of who she was that she got depressed because she realized she was a robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's wicked.
And that's how Skynet happens.
Yeah.
Or iRobot.
Or iRobot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, you're just the synths from Fallout 4.
When you think about it, the way technology's progressed, it's supposed to interact with us and anticipate our feelings and emotions
mm-hmm.
or, you know, answer questions for us. So if you build something to do that, we're just organic computers.
Right.
I mean, all you got to do is look at the automotive industry. Look at all the machines that put mm-hmm. every single car together.
Right. Well, there's also...
Like, your car right now will stop if it thinks that you were too close to somebody.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's controlling your human life. I mean, we have self-driving cars. Life.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, that's why so many people have concerns about drone strikes and where it's the AI deciding on the drone strike because you don't have the human... the feeling from a human to know that, okay, actually, this is not a place to strike. I just got intel saying this is where children mm-hmm. and women live.
Like, if it says your top three most wanted in the world is here.
Right.
At this orphanage, inside a children's hospital, surrounded by nuns, it's going to bomb it.
Right.
That's top three.
And that there, that also gives the hand of a human to be able to hack that and say, no, you're going to hit this place where you're not, wouldn't have necessarily hit to begin with.
You remember Hal?
Hal.
I can't let you do that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not Fahrenheit.
I think it's just called Hal.
No, I'm talking about the Space Odyssey.
Oh,
the movie it's in.
I was about to say Hal's Movie Castle.
No, the movie that it's in.
I can't let you do that, Bubba. 2001
Space Odyssey?
I can't remember.
Is it 2001 Space? I think it's 2001
what
Space
is,
Odyssey.
Was it, was it called Ex Machina? The one?
No.
I was thinking of another one.
Oh, the one where they built her and she turns on them?
Yeah, they built her and that they felt so
I'm
so
sure
much,
there'll be an Ex Machina, too.
Right.
Did you guys ever see this?
That was a great movie. It really, you start to feel for her, like, as the AI because she's so... She's what would be abused, I guess, is really mm-hmm. how you would effectively
and
think
she's developed like a sense of self a sense of compassion, sense of love, but not really.
But she's not programmed to actually feel that. So when she loses her shit, she loses her shit.
Yes, and they come after trying to, they were going to destroy her.
Yeah.
So her sense of self-preservation kicked in. Like that's what truly made her human, was that sense of self-preservation, because a true machine would be like, switch me off.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's like every, you know, this country's trying to build a super soldier. You've seen it with, I mean, because that's what they're trying to lead into is being super soldiers.
Right.
But they don't want to do it like Captain America, where it's a man. They're like, oh, let's breed a killing machine.
You know why? Because you can't control a man. You can't. Right. You, I mean, you can control.
You can choose not to do it.
Yeah, you a man can. You can control a man to a certain extent, but if somebody doesn't want to do it, they're not.
Well, and they tried with MK Ultra and what's the butterfly program called Monarch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the government has admitted to these programs. I was telling Becky about it. She's like, oh my God! But the government has admitted to these programs.
And the problem is, these programs have a lot of them have not worked. So the easiest way and the cheapest way to actually get something to do exactly what you want is to build it.
You know how you get an experiment to work? You keep running experiments. We know of two.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You're not wrong.
Well, another one is technology failures.
Mm-hmm.
Like planes falling out of the air or disappearing.
Please, God, don't talk about that shit.
No, think about Malaysian flight.
I was about to say it was back in 2000 with the Y2K scare.
Right.
In one of the Simpsons episodes, let's wrap it back around. During the Y2K scare, there were planes falling out of the sky because their system was outdated.
Mm-hmm. Remember, 00 was 1900 instead of 2000.
Right. Yeah.
So they had to fix the bug, and
it's so weird to think about back then how that was such a scare that we had.
Well, it was because coding just said 00 equals 1900, so any coder would just use the last two digits. So they had not only had to go forward with using 2000, but they had to retrograde all the other coding and programming. Right. They only had X amount of time to do it.
Yep, and in the episode, Homer doesn't update the systems in the. In the nuclear power plant, and the power plant goes nuclear.
Yeah, Jesus, it melts Christ. Down.
Well, I was going to say, it is weird to think that, this is so random, that we're closer to 2020 than we are 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's weird. No, we're even closer to 2030.
Like, that's why when, like, movies and songs that sound feel like they came out, like, 5 years ago, it's like...
Yeah. Oh, it's from 2005.
Here's a throwback from...
Here's a throwback from 2005. That's when you realize, you go, oh, fuck.
Well, that's why I told Angie, when we were Christmas shopping, there was a Nirvana, it was Nirvana, and it was Nine Inch Nails, and it was one of the old vinyl records that Barnes & Noble sells, and it was labeled classic, and I was like, that makes me feel old.
Well, it depends on the definition of classic.
Becky,
mm-hmm.
We are.
I know.
if it means that, like, it's a classic, everyone should listen to it or have it, yes. If it's classic because it's old.
It's
okay.
Classic as in, like, it's...
Jesus Christ, it's old.
Jesus Christ, it's old.
Well, that's why you have to... That's why context is important in this situation.
That's why now the 90s... You remember, like, back on, like, the old radio stations would play, like, 80s Friday, blah, blah, blah. The throwback to the music. Now it's 90s.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Oh, no. When I was at work yesterday, or one of the last couple days, and they were playing all these songs from the 90s, and I turned to one of my coworkers, and I go, what, did we step in a time machine? Because they're playing all of music from the 90s. Like, seriously.
No, today they, at work, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. We just started getting busy.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden.
You know somebody had to do it.
All of a sudden, the beginning of Sweet Home Alabama, or Free Bird came on.
Yeah.
I was like, are we playing Free Bird at work right now? Because every time I hear Free Bird, I have to think about the end of Devil's Rejects. How they're going, driving into the...
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, we're deep in Georgia, and I'm hearing Freebird at work. And I looked around, and I was just like, if anyone's triggered right now, this is going to be a bad day.
Luckily, no one was triggered.
No, someone took a poop in the fitting room, so yeah, someone was triggered.
Oh,
well,
Jesus.
There's two futuristic things that are still to happen. And one of them, you could argue, has already been unveiled on a conspiracy theory with... what's his face, Governor?
Jesse Ventura?
Yeah. It's FEMA camps for American citizens.
Oh, yeah.
The Simpsons family was put in a FEMA camp. And it's also reptilian politicians.
That's been a thing lately, hasn't it? Like, the whole, everybody...
Not lately. It's been for years, but it's that they're actually unveiled, but it's too late. Because by the time somebody actually listens to the crackpots, it's too late and you're human slaves.
I was about to say, if you, because in the episode, this is how far back this episode is, Bill Clinton was running for president for his first term.
Against Bob Dole.
Against Bob Dole for his first term.
I'm back.
That's how old the episode
is. Against the pineapple, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Pineapple is delicious.
Yeah.
Kang. Yeah, the alien, Kang and whatever the other one's name is.
Wang. Let's just call him Kang and Wang.
Kang and Wang,
it might actually be.
I can't actually remember the other alien's name.
Yeah. They,
Kang's the one that does most of the speaking for him.
Gotcha.
But those who remember, they can be defeated with a board with a nail in it.
Yes. They kidnap Homer. They abduct Homer because he's out on the lake fishing. They abduct him and they tell him, take me to your leader.
Okay.
He takes them to the White House.
He explains to them about the presidential election.
And he takes them to the White House and they abduct Bill Clinton and Bob Dole. And they shapeshift and morph into them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They create a new one.
So they turn into them.
Yeah.
Okay,
They take their place and they take over the world and they build a giant death laser.
And Homer's like, haha, I told you, but too late.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's Homer.
And they everybody's already enslaved, and so they make them build a giant death laser to blow up a rival planet.
And another interesting futuristic prediction is there's an apocalyptic event happening. So there's a rocket that's heading towards Mars, and Krusty is, like, passed out or something.
He gets knocked out, and they find his tickets.
His ticket to the ship that's heading to the Mars colony. And you know what President Trump just called for? Let's colonize Mars. It's just really odd.
And we'll start with an alcoholic clown.
Mm-hmm. Daddy. It was a bunch of celebrities that got to go, and Lisa gets to go because she takes the ticket and she gets to take one person with her, so she takes her mom.
She takes Marge.
Okay.
And
yeah, well,
and Homer and Homer and Bart, they get on a different rocket that's getting fired into the sun.
Oh, geez.
And it's actually a really sad ending because they eject before they hit the sun, so they're.
Oh my god!
In space. It's a really sad episode.
No, the worst.
Well,
thing is,
that's
like,
why
Lisa's,
that's why it's in one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Yeah.
If memory serves me, like, didn't she explain the reason she took mom? Didn't she just kind of look at Homer and Bart and go, "Dad, I mean,
she
the choice is obvious here."
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't remember what happened to Maggie in that episode.
I think she went with them. I'm not 100% sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I just want to point out, if we had talked about Hearthstone, it wouldn't be as depressing.
Well,
yes, it would have, because we'd be talking about Hearthstone.
Oh my gosh. I'd like to point something out. So, this guy who has predicted future events, you know what other show he made? Futurama.
Yep.
So, let's think about that.
Okay.
So, is that whole series a future prediction?
Oh my god. I didn't think about that. Good news is I haven't watched Futurama
because
either.
Because if it is, we know
that's
exactly how
news.
The end of the world is going to happen.
Exactly.
Becky, for someone who believes...
Aliens are going to come destroy, we're going to rebuild, aliens are going to come... aliens are going to come destroy
well,
again,
like
we're going to rebuild.
Which is actually
anyways.
What history... Actually, that would be a repetition of history.
Right.
I just want
if you believe those that
theory.
I just want to meet Lur from Omicron per CIA. That's all I'm saying. As long as he does not try to harvest my lower horn, I'm okay.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Out of context, not knowing what any of this talks about, I am like, you know what? I'm just gonna go stare at that Futurama figure we have standing up there.
Let me get you caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Giant hulking alien from another planet needs an aphrodisiac. So you know how in Indonesia they harvest like tiger penises as an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Human penis,
lower horn. The alien tries to harvest the main character's dick. And he successfully does, but it's illegal.
Can I just want to point out that if this is a prediction, how do you guys feel about that?
I'm not going to be alive, so it's fine.
I'm fine.
I'm probably going to die in the first alien
attack.
Yeah,
because this is Futurama's what?
300-500 years?
Yeah. It's a year 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're good.
Oh, shit.
It's 1,000 years away. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I have a cool superpower like being able to predict
but
the future?
I think the end of the world is fairly soon.
Yeah.
You know what your superpower is?
I mean, we're in the prequel to Fallout 5
yeah.
right
being
now.
On a podcast. Yeah.
That's
think about this,
superpower.
Becky. Think about this. Millennia into the future, whatever. The words you're saying right now could be what...
No, I have said this before. What happens if we are the last thing that is left of the human culture, human race, and, like, we have to rebuild, and, like, thousands of years later, we're all...
We won't have any kids.
Oh, you know...
Kayla's going to be propagating a lot for you guys.
You know what the...
No, I mean, not that. I'm just talking about us being, the last oral text of the human existence.
Oh, God.
All right. Oh, my God,
Becky,
I'm going to have
Becky.
A cult.
It's huge. All
right, Becky, you know how like California is like breaking off and like
yeah.
part of the world sinking too.
Yeah.
In Futurama, there is you know how we have the lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah.
It's the lost city of Atlanta.
Well, I believe that's gonna happen.
And it's hillbillies, and we're all mermaids because.
Oh my God! I want this to happen.
Because of the Coke factory. Because
holy shit! Oh, that's hilarious. Now I can get behind that.
How are you
going to
fertilize my eggs with that right there?
That's hilarious.
Usually I just lay them and leave the room.
No, my point I was making is like our the words we are speaking right now is the last thing that the human race has.
Mm-hmm.
Think about like the Bible. You could have something like the Bible. You could have something like the Quran, and then all you have is this podcast,
the Free Rotation podcast.
What?
Or you can have like 50 Shades of Grey saved somewhere.
Oh,
shut
Jesus.
It becomes the new Bible.
I call dibs on being the programming for Hedonism Bot.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I wanted.
Like, you are a living Hedonism Bot, so it's okay.
Indeed, yes. Hello. Honey, touch my wee-wee and give me chocolate.
Somewhere.
And pour syrup on him.
That reminds... What? Shoot. I think it was on Sci-Fi. There was a cartoon... And it was the little alien on the ship, and he had the Sexbot. I think her name was Sexbot.
Yeah, fuck.
Sexbot 9.
I saw it. It was a hilarious show.
It
lasted for like
one
or two seasons.
It was one of the best shows ever.
I remember what you're talking about. It was like
purple.
Super 3D and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah,
yes,
and he was
remember,
purple.
Shit.
I remember it. I don't remember the name.
Her name was Sexbot 3000.
Yeah,
she got
Sexbot.
Pissed and wanted so she wanted a name. And they had the effeminate robot.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be the send up a
yeah.
C-3PO.
Yeah. Oh.
It was so
that
good
was
show.
One of
I remember
best
it.
Shows.
I,
you would
I
like
can
it.
Picture
it
in my
it
head.
Was,
I can't
it was
remember
generated,
any of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was CG?
Yeah.
Shit. We will find that and post it on the thing
because yes,
now it's going to bug the shit out of me.
That was one of the best shows. That
oh,
was.
Something Rift.
Tripping the Rift.
Tripping the Rift.
Tripping the Rift.
That's
it.
Yes. Oh, God. We got there.
We got it, guys. We found it.
Tripping the Rift was a good show.
Becky's over here going, what the fuck? What the fuck,
and
guys?
And if I watch a TV show that has commercials, it's a good fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch TV for anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Netflix, Hulu.
Everybody gets everything on Netflix and Hulu nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You all right, Becky?
I'm good.
She's still sulking over the 28 to 3.
Yeah.
A year later.
And I was thinking about, like, being a mermaid.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
is that
no,
why
either.
You're sitting, in, like, kind of like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw
I'm
your
contemplating what it would be like to be a mermaid.
We can sew your legs together. But Becky's kind of like the Ursula
so
of the
wait,
two of you. Like,
wait, hey, that's
poor unfortunate soul. No, I
would
think
you
he's talking
be
about
flounder?
The poor unfortunate soul.
Oh,
wait. Angie's more like flounder as a natural personality. No offense.
No,
the sad
is
thing
true.
Is I see you more as an Ursula because you like tentacle porn.
I don't like tentacle
no, that's
porn.
Me.
That's
okay,
Angie.
Okay, you would like to...
I like to bitch at people.
It's
that's
funny.
Well, so you're a giant half-octopus blue sea bitch. We get it. That's the point.
You
well,
would,
you know what? That's
look,
fine. If we install,
well, you
my,
know what? You take glee from other from their misfortunes.
Look,
that's
well, I
Ursula.
Was about to say you could install my personality into Scoob's body, and then we have Ursula.
Don't lie. If you had
Scoob's not purple or blue.
Don't.
But
don't,
he's got the titties.
Or blueberry.
Don't lie. Don't lie, Becky. If you had eight tentacles floating around, you would.
I have
naughty.
Every orifice with tentacled.
Yeah, you would.
I am. What's happening?
So many bad things
are
arranging.
Are we okay? That's enough. We're done.
Thank
we're
God
done.
We're not owned by Disney.
For real.
So, Time Lord or no?
Yes.
Time Lord.
Yes, I agree.
Time Lord.
Or okay. Some omnipotent
Time
being.
Lord.
That's Time Lord.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, if you're an omnipotent.
If he,
he's
God,
not,
a Time Lord.
He's not.
Roland, you're the Hoovy.
Yes.
Okay.
God's not a Time Lord.
If you believe in God, he is, because. What does it say? He's the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end.
Is Cthulhu a Time Lord?
Yes.
That is Kayla's contribution to the episode. He has tentacles.
He has tentacles too.
Also
holy shit. Well, all right. I'm a down with the Time Lord theory. You guys have convinced me. I'm already in.
Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Does that mean with tentacles you'd stick it in Becky's octopus? Is that how that works?
How long did it take?
About 30 seconds. Okay. Okay. Lean back, cool, and then jet forward, almost headbutt my fucking microphone. Like
Jesus.
Usual. Can't help you here.
I've learned a lot today.
That's very good. Scoop, have you learned anything?
Oh, I was going to do the outro, but have I learned? Yeah, Becky can easily be convinced if you have insurmountable evidence.
I'm a lawyer. It's called beyond a reasonable doubt.
I've presented you with insurmountable evidence, and you're like, Aunt Scoop's full of shit.
What evidence have you ever presented me that's actually true?
I'll have to recheck my documentation.
That's what I thought.
Angie. Right. Angie, have you learned anything today?
Yes.
Kayla.
What did you learn today?
I learned stuff.
Okay. Kayla, have you learned anything today?
Blue likes to sleep on me.
Look. Okay. You guys, since you can't
adorable.
See it, Woo is over her shoulder with her head. Pity's over the shoulder too. Tail over an arm.
Barely conscious.
Just.
No, not conscious at all.
Oh, well, tail's moving when we say blue.
Well, it's moving in the happy move.
Oh.
Like, she's a lot of people think if a kitty's tail moves,
I'm
kind of
waiting for. I'm
kind of
waiting.
That's a whole different tail twitch.
I'm kind of waiting to look over there and then both be asleep.
Mm-hmm. I almost lost it a couple times.
I saw.
Yeah. Because she's warm, and when she purrs, she's so soothing. So she hasn't contributed much, except you're going to hear her head bumps into that microphone.
And her knock Becky's microphone off kilter.
Yeah, it happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Hey, Becky.
You motherfucker. Hey. I want to do that so much.
It's my episode.
Did somebody mention, tell some Jake.
Some of you might be wondering where Jake is. In an ironic twist of fate, he was actually, he found some things out.
Yeah, he did.
And he came to us privately, and are you going to see Home Tori Amos right now?
No, fuck you, Jake.
He turns out.
What Tori Amos song would I be humming?
The one they play in the fucking sad animal commercial?
That's Sarah McLachlan?
Fuck, I don't know the difference.
Obviously. Anyways, restart with your.
Jake found out that he's actually from a different planet. The planet of Miracle Whip.
Oh, mm-hmm. This is true.
He is the grand poobah of pubic hairs, and he had to go back to his planet and rule it. In a very similar to Aquaman situation.
Right. I love that he pubic hairs.
And
it's
then,
plural.
And then he started. I heard that he decided to go on a diplomatic mission to spread the miracle of Miracle Whip
and his butthole. Because it is
okay.
Jake.
Mm-hmm. He's spreading.
We love Jake. We wish him all the best in his future endeavors.
Mm-hmm. And he may come back to Earth.
And he might visit us from time to time.
Yes.
But you
There's
will be...
No, but I did ask for one official thing. I asked for an official alien title for all of us.
Oh, I thought you
back.
Were going to, like, official alien diddle.
No. Although...
Maybe.
My butthole does hurt, and I don't remember a large span of time last night.
Okay.
Me, same here, but...
Well, we do have one alien friend.
We do.
Jeffrey, you motherfucker! And you just cut it right there.
Yeah.
Into right into Becky doing the...
So, guys.
Wait.
Hey,
Becky. God!
It's been so long since I've done this, guys. We've been on hiatus for a while, but this is our first new episode of the new year, and it's our new rotation. What's our rotation, Angie?
Wait. New what? Year, same bullshit.
Yeah, new
oh,
year,
no.
Same
it's multiverse. We're titling this rotation the multiverse.
So, we will be talking
Season
about...
Season 2, multiverse.
So, we'll be talking about the Time Lords like you've heard today. We're talking about aliens, maybe some history with comic books, and then whatever the hell we ever want
and
to talk about.
And some mythos.
And some mythos regarding.
No, that's our next rotation. Never mind.
Never mind. That's not. That's our next rotation.
I'll
never mind.
I'll cut that.
Okay, we'll cut
in
that.
In a different multiverse, she didn't fuck that up.
That's very true.
She's not wrong.
But,
Because in a different multiverse.
She just called me a she.
Because in a different multiverse, you're a she.
But guys,
good point.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. This month.
Because I'm a second
A skinny
dude.
She.
Because it's maybe. January in this release. It'll be our first year as a podcast.
Yeah,
we'll be at our 1 year anniversary. Yay. It's our 1 year anniversary
yeah,
coming up.
January.
Yeah.
January 24th.
I'll have a party. I'll wear my good thong.
You have a good thong?
Yeah, I bought one the other day.
What? Really?
No.
Kayla. Yeah. Kayla, can you like calm your tits a little bit, please?
They're flopping excitedly.
Jesus.
It was funny.
Can you Hakuna funny. Your tatas?
Jesus Christ.
I don't speak taco.
They're a little bit
That's
small,
fucking
right?
a lie.
That is... Definitely
oh,
a lie.
Oh, yeah, that's a lie for me.
Yeah, that is definitely a lie.
It's a... Never mind. Whatever. So
it's
guys,
a critical role joke, and she fucked it up.
Is that a critical role joke?
How is that not a critical role joke?
Actually, it was from us. Never mind, we're done. Anyways, guys, you can find us
I like
on...
that she's got hands on the hips. Like,
I know, I'm stretching my back out.
Well, a minute ago, she was, like, up to here.
Now it's the chicken dance she's promoting.
Yeah. Guys.
You can find us on the and then find us on the
guys. Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation Podcast.
Are you Salt Bay, honey? What are you doing?
You can also find us on Twitter at the Free Rotation. We will also be making new content on YouTube at the Free Rotation.
Can I explain the first segment?
You can explain. Let me finish doing the outro.
Okay.
You can also find us on Twitch at the Free Rotation. Me and Angie will be streaming our runs to Legend. We're going to see who can beat each other.
And Moreland, too. I think he plays Hearthstone now.
I guess.
Well, we won't have a lot of time either, but we're going to stream our run to Legend.
We're all going to attempt to see who can run to Legend first.
I won't stream it, but I will be running.
Well, yeah. So, it's a... That's Hearthstone related, guys. I finally got there. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't do it anymore. But we also have some, you can also find us on Patreon at the Free Rotation Podcast if you want to contribute to whatever this is at this point. And you can also find us at the Free Rotation.
The Free Potato Podcast.
Yeah, that's me potatoing. The Free Rotation Podcast.com. Did I miss anything? It's been a while.
Wait, didn't you just say you added us somewhere the other day? Because I remember listened to.
Oh, guess what, guys?
Was it Spoofy? I remember Spoofy.
We are going to be on Spotify.
Now, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Check us out. I will post the link up once we are officially
also,
on Spotify.
Also, I'm creating an Instagram to go with Scoob's new YouTube series, which you want to tell us about that, Scoob?
I haven't worked out the title yet, so I'm going to leave it to the audience. I have two main contenders, but if a third one comes out of Dark Horse, it's either going to be Grub for the Grub God or Indigestion Digest.
Ooh, I like it.
I liked Grub for the Tub Lord, too.
Grub for the Tub Lord?
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Maybe.
Oh, that's good. But I like Indigestion Digest.
I like that, Indigestion Digest.
So what it's going to be is me and my fancy streaming hat from the Outlast video, a monocle and a tuxedo shirt.
T-shirt.
We're going to have to wash a lot.
Tuxedo T-shirt.
And I'll be trying different secret menu items, different foods prepared certain
it's
gonna
ways. It's going to be a classy with a hint of a classy with a hint of assy.
And my first episode will be the Meat Mountain from Arby's.
Mm-hmm. So we will be recording.
My goal is either to review it or eat it. Which one have we decided?
Both.
You're going to eat it and review it.
Oh. No, I mean like, okay. Mm-hmm. So basically if you're into like gore and vore videos, watching people eat, get prepared to watch me eat fucking food.
He's going
to
do it in a really shitty British accent too. If he can try.
Thurston, I've got a chicken wing stuck in my anus.
We are very...
And since Jake's not here, I'm going to be Thurston.
Yes, you will be.
So, that should be coming out fairly soon. We just have to figure out... We already have enough problems trying to get everybody to record podcasts, so we will get on that YouTubing pretty soon.
I think that we can set some stuff
up. I mean, it's literally going to Arby's and recording Scooby.
I'm going to go to the sandwich and bring it back.
Because we're going to have fancy, like, utensils and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break out the good china.
I'm going to do a whole place setting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're also going to put, like, a nice little curtain up, maybe some nice lighting.
When you do that, I'm not going to be a trap.
Why?
The farts are coming.
They're like that anyways, though.
Well, so, guys.
Scoob once made me and Becky gag. We went to eat at a restaurant.
First of all, we were outside. Second of all.
We were outside.
Can we also put into context when we say gag, it's because he farted.
Yeah. Right. He didn't just randomly. He farted. We were half a block away, and I was still gagged. I vomited into the sewer that night.
So, guys, now that Jake's off on his miracle whip his hair back and forth, do you guys have PSAs?
I got one.
Of course you do.
If you're going to do the challenge, bring Pepto.
That's awful.
Terrible.
Oh, we wanted good ones.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Don't eat yellow snow.
That's good.
Okay.
Informative. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to have clear and convincing evidence to find dependency against a child.
Wait. I got a better one. When in doubt, pinky out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Weirdo. I called it up. I'm good.
Three minutes in, guys. You guys doing real good.
Oh, we are doing well.
3 minutes, 2018. We were going to stay on topic at least 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. We were really setting the bar low.
I like how it took longer to get to the dick joke than Moreland laughs in bed, from what I've heard.
Oh, that's so mean.
Who have you heard anything from?
Nobody. I was really just kind of set
exactly.
up the joke.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to have sex to be able to
you
somebody
do
to tell about
yourself.
It. Look,
you beat your dick like it owes you money.
You're not
you
wrong.
You have your own personal one-eyed fight club. Don't
you're right.
This
you're
is
right.
The outro. I want this to be the outro.
You're right. Yeah. But, you know, when I'm jerking it, I'm not trying to impress anybody, so.
I don't want this to be the outro.
Immediate regret.